Welcome back to Roleplay Rookies. Last time on Roleplay Rookies, we talked to a crystal priest, also talked to a fairy, and a dandelion. This time, no grass, though. Now we're going to go fight Venom to find out why this dandelion can't perform.
Oh my God. You might want to do that again. Just the perform part.
I thought that was funny. We don't have to add that.
I guess
want.
That's true. No, you can keep that. That's fine. I have no idea what rating this show is supposed to be. And so that's why when you said that, I was like, this is a children's show. I'm like, wait, isn't that a children's show?
Can't.
My life is a children's show.
You know
show.
All the
this
stuff we've killed?
Yeah, we've murdered a lot of stuff. Okay, yeah.
We can redo that if you want.
No, we can talk about the dandelion's performance issues all we
want. He's just very distracted, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. His mind is on
I'm
other
sorry,
things.
I'm sorry I'm not in this. It's just there's a lot going on.
Like maybe we do this another time.
It's oh not gosh. You. It's not you, okay?
Well, now the show is definitely not a children's show.
But yeah, hey, great intro, Nate. All right. How you guys feel about last episode?
Good. I'm excited that we got to talk to Plant Aslan.
Like, yes.
Plant Slin.
That's what his friends call him.
It was really bad.
The eye contact was crazy.
Yeah. I just barely had to break him.
You really felt
it's
that, Manny.
All right, guys. Let's do this.
All right, what should we do?
It looks like we are chosen, man.
I know that you're going to want to do this, Gavin. I'm going to talk to Jack. He seems the most on my side right now.
Oh, Jack, I think I picked up something for this. I handed one of the random potions.
I drink it.
All right. All right, John.
Yes.
What happens?
Okay, 1 second.
Watch, it's going to be like an implosion thing that aims at this lion thing, and it's going to kill the lion.
Okay, you know what, Jack? I'm going to let you do the honors. So you'll roll a D100.
That is a 38.
38. Your skin turns metal for 1d4 hours, giving you resistance to martial attacks.
Whoa!
You are now made of metal.
For 2 hours.
Yo, Metal Mario, dude.
Yo.
Methinks we should just throw him out and see how he does.
What if he rests out there? I don't think we should
think,
have him touch
I think
the
we're
stuff.
Avoiding what really happened, which was that he drank that, and Gavin went, ah! And he went, ah! And we both went, ah!
I want Toby to have his back turned during all this. And so he turns around, and he's like, what are you doing?
And then Toby goes, ah!
Suddenly, Jack is made of metal. And, I mean, hey, that made him have an iron stomach. So now he's... Now he's doing.
Oh, I love that inspiration. Come on,
give us fresh for that. Yeah,
and remove his exhaust.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. That's super funny.
It actually worked.
I love it.
Also, yes. There's some really crazy crap that could happen. So I'm glad that that's what happened.
As you may have metal now, you're feeling much better. You guys are now ready to go through the heart of the darkness, travel, and be able to feel out what's going on. And once you guys do, you might be able to come up with a plan to stop it.
Do we know where it's the direction it came from?
Where it originated from?
Yeah. So I assume it kind of like spreads out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you just follow the root of it, you'll be able to find the heart.
Oh, okay. So it's like a root, like a...
Yeah, it's like spreading in a sense. It's, gotcha. You keep growing. So that's what you said. So if you follow like one root,
gotcha.
You should be able to get to the heart.
Okay.
So, you guys ready for this?
Let's do it.
Okay, there is only 2 rocks and 4 of you. The rocks do have a radius. They allow 2 of you to stay together and be able to move. How you guys want to plan for that? How you guys want to figure that strategy out?
Buddy system. Who's with me and who's with Gavin?
If we put them both together, will it strengthen the rocks?
You guys will be able to stay, but one person should carry it. I mean, you guys would have to fight as a pack if something comes at you.
I don't see a reason why we shouldn't all just like stay together.
True. So you guys want to do like...
So it would increase the radius if we brought them together. It would increase their strength.
Yeah, it would increase the radius so the 4 of you can fit together.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Have you ever heard of Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles?
Yes. I have.
I know John has. That's why I was looking straight at
yeah.
him.
Whoa, that's a weird part of my brain that was filed away.
Is that the Game Boy one?
Yeah, where you hooked it, you could hook up your
I
Game
remember
Boy
that.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, yeah. So that's how you guys want to do?
Daniel's let's like, do let's it. Not talk about this.
Who? No!
You guys keep going, we're good.
Okay, so you guys want to put the both rocks together so you increase the radius.
Yes.
Who is carrying the rock? Because that will be important.
How much more room is in your necklace?
I can make room. Just gotta. Wait, I've been you... down and pick up more grass. I weave it into a bigger necklace.
I mean, hey, if it's the grass that was already corrupted, like it's already dead.
So should you be picking that?
So these rocks, these rocks aren't going to be like spinning in the necklace and like no. create a noose around his neck, right?
No.
Okay.
No, Jack, I like bend down to pick up grass, and then the corruption goes away, and the grass is like. I live, and then I pick it up.
Freedom! Oh, no!
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so as you guys move forward to the forest, you guys are walking down to everything you guys went through already, right? You guys kind of already booked to this area. Mm-hmm. And it looks what I kind of described before, like this. Gross corruption has made everything dead around you. Is there anything you guys are looking for here as you guys are walking through the forest right now?
I mean, I'm looking for where, obviously, we're going, like, where are the roots coming from? So I'm trying.
Okay, so they're going north, Jordan. So if you just, so all the roofs are following the same direction.
Okay.
All right, let's head in that direction, I think.
Okay. As you guys follow it, you guys see fairies there sadly now passed away. They have corruption roots all over their bodies. And you can tell that the corruption is feeding upon the fairies' bodies and absorbing every life force.
I want to poke it.
Will poke what, the corruption or the fairy's body?
The fairy's body.
Okay, when you do, the fairy's body just disintegrates, becomes dust.
Okay, just wanted to make sure it wasn't going
to... Come to life,
come to life and kill us.
This is like this the young children dead bird effect.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dead. I'm going to poke it with a stick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's collapsed on itself.
I try to like bend over and like hover the stones over one of the corrupted fairy bodies to see if it like dissipates.
It does.
Does the fairy like disintegrate at the same time or does it like...
It does, and the fairy stays there, but the fairy's dead.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my heart.
Well, that's kind of sad.
Well, if it came to life, I would have felt really, really bad.
How big is this fairy?
So it's, now like, it's just a corpse.
It's a small fairy. It fits the palm of your hand.
I think I make like a little grave, and I put him in there, and I put a little rock, and we keep going.
And then as we move, it then gets corrupted anyway.
The corruption comes back.
But by looking at sadly what happened to this poor fairy, you do realize that the corruption, this darkness, is absorbing its life force. So whatever this is feeding on something and looks like it wants to feed to the whole realm, but because it's stuck on this specific area, has to be keep drowning and eating everything on this area more and more and more and more.
Guys, so, do you see this like eating the living things? What could be doing that? Is that like a fungus? Like a plant? Like what? What could that be? Mm. I've never seen anything like that.
I actually don't think Gavin would be talking much. I think he'd feel kind of physically sick. Just like looking at all.
By looking everything dead.
Yeah, everything's dead. He's like, ugh. And this is very much like anti-aura for Gavin. So yeah. He's not cool. He's not okay right now.
Hey, Gavin, do you want to take a potion to feel better?
There's a 1 in 100 chance.
Just kidding. Don't do it.
Well, now, John, okay, I'm a chaotic person by nature, so I was like, I don't even care if this isn't in character. I'm going to do it. But I'm going to stop and not.
Jack, you are metal Jack now. What you want to do anything specifically, or you just walk around?
Back to the past, it's metal Jack.
You know what? Yeah, with my current metal state, I'm going to... reach outside of the safe zone and see, like...
You're going to poke something.
Basically. I'm going to poke something with my metal hand.
Outside the safe zone?
I was going to poke it with my sword, but this seems a lot easier.
Yes. Okay, it grabs onto you like a vine, and it tries to suck, and then you see that your better arm starts to become rust.
Gavin,
pull it back, pull it back!
Pulls
him
in. Pull him back. Yeah, I grab him and pull him in.
Okay, as you pull him in, you kind of rip. Let's do... Yeah, you know what? Your meta matters, so it's fine. You pull the root inside of your safe bubble, and the root kind of dissipates.
Mm. Like evaporates away? Like
yeah. But now you do understand that this thing will grab you the moment you step out of your zone.
Okay, so... No leaving the bubble.
No leaving the bubble.
Even for metal people.
I think we should keep following the routes.
100%.
Let's keep going.
Okay. As you guys keep going, you guys see, as you guys get closer and closer to the heart of it, the roots get bigger and bigger. And as you guys find this big, giant, dead forest, you do see a giant bear that wants you to live here. Absolutely surrounded by death roots.
Does it look like the fairies? What they looked like?
It doesn't.
I get the feeling it's alive.
Probably should.
I pick up
air quotes
bear.
Around alive.
Toby picks up a rock and he just kind of like not like hard to like hurt it, but just kind of like he like throws it over at the bear to see if it like twitches or anything.
Wake it up.
You throw the rock and. One of the vines catches it.
Oh.
Oh.
So it's like a, it's probably like a hive mind.
And as it happens, the bear starts to kind of like...
anti-grass.
And as these starts to doing, the bear starts to kind of turn around and starts to cracking its joints back together.
Crap, everybody hide, jump behind it. I look for like a log. I don't or know something how, that we could jump behind.
I don't know how well hiding will work when we have a giant aura of light, bubble of light surrounding us.
I still think this is Toby's reaction, though.
We could try.
I imagine Toby takes off running with the stones. We're like, wait, hold on, dude.
He kills us all.
I think we should try to sneak past, and
I think we should get as close as we can to
guys, I don't think that we're going to have an option. I think it knows we're here.
You know?
Well, Yeah.
Gavin, so meta for a minute, Gavin does have Pass Without a Trace that we could throw out.
Okay.
And try to sneak past it.
That's fine. How many people can you cast on that one?
I can get our whole party and it gives everyone plus 10 on their
stealth.
Stealth.
Oh, dang.
And
that's
if awesome. That doesn't work, I do. Oh, I thought I had an action where it was like where you freeze them and they can't move.
Hold person spell?
Yeah, I thought it was hold persons, but I can't find it.
It's a spell. Oh. So it might be in your spells list.
Okay.
What's so funny about Goodberry? I want to know why.
Nope.
It's just, I remember the spell. You can, like, it's create a berry to give someone life.
It's such a good spell.
It's just wholesome.
It's so wholesome.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Gavin, do you want to cast Pass Without Trace?
I don't know, man. That feels kind of like everybody else just wants to fight a bear. So.
No, you don't have to.
It feels like it's a little late for...
I thought we
No, no, it's fine. The bear's waking up.
The DM says we could do that.
Yeah, the bear's waking up. You guys can tell what you guys want to do.
Yeah, do we want to sneak past or do you guys want to fight a bear?
Toby definitely wants to not fight a bear, so if we can do that, let's do that.
Okay, yeah, then I cast Pass Without a Trace.
Okay. You guys manage to hide yourself and the bear is just roaring around... And he is trying to looking for you guys, trying to figure out this corrupt giant bear. And you guys do manage to pass through him.
Through him?
No, sorry, around him. You get to pass
around. Whoa, we're really good at sneaking.
Yeah, we pass through him. We march over top of the bear.
No, he really said through, Josh. Yeah. He said through.
Just like that round. Right through the
round. That changes a lot of things.
Metal Jack just stomps through the bear.
Metal Jack.
Metal Jack.
Okay, so did we get around the bear? And we're
yeah. You guys get around the bear, and you guys can keep moving forward.
Guys, it makes me nervous that sometimes this stuff eats living things, and sometimes it takes over the bodies of living things. Like,
I wonder how it decides.
Do you think maybe it's like as we get closer to the center, it gets stronger?
Do you want to roll an insight check to see if you can figure it out?
Yeah.
I would like
insight's
to do that.
Insight's not my best. 9.
6.
16.
16.
Gavin gets a 16.
That is a 20. Dirty 20.
Oh.
Okay, so Gavin and Jack, both of you, as you guys look at the bear and look at the fairy, you can make a very, very good educated guess that the vines, the darkness, they do pick strong hosts. So they look at leaving things as things they can use to feed and things they can use to fight. So you can assume that if they find a vessel, a body who are strong enough, they might just try to grab it, corrupt its mind to use it as a fighter. But if it's weak, they will use it as food.
Jack now quietly wonders which he would have ended up as.
That's what I was wondering.
Metal Jack, definitely a fighter.
Yeah. I mean, technically, his hand turned into rust, so I think the initials are there. What am I going to happen?
That's funny. Then I would have become a rust fighter.
There we go.
A rust golem.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just glad that we got past the bear.
Yeah, that's good to know. Let's keep going.
Spooky.
Yeah, be quiet. If one of us could make less metal clanking sounds as we walked.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
Toby, he can't help him, man.
He's made of metal. He's not making metal clanking sounds. You've got metal armor.
Oh. Oh, you were talking about... Oh, okay. I got you, man.
It wasn't originally, but I thought that'd be funnier.
I mean, he is wearing plate armor. I think that's going to give him disadvantage on stealth.
Hey, no adding rules.
It's not adding rules. It's literally there. That's what the red D20 okay. there is.
As you guys get closer, you guys see that the vine starts to... They are stronger. They are bigger, and they are a little more viral. You see their tentacles of vine just kind of moving around. What, John?
No, stop it, Josh.
Get sturdy your chairs, John.
It just keeps creaking.
Stop. Are you doing it on purpose?
I mean, that was.
Stop. They'll do it on purpose.
I'm just teasing. All right. Anyway.
Okay, as you guys get there, you see their bigger vines. You see their big tentacles. You see there. It's a very chaotic thing. And you do see this big tower of absolutely disgusting vines and glue and this disgusting slime. And it's just basically this living thing right in the middle of it. As you guys... And at this point, I just want to add, you guys have been walking for like at least like 8 hours.
Ooh.
Oh, so I'm no longer metal.
No.
Cool.
As you guys get here, you guys do see this big, giant, disgusting tower of vines, and you do sense that this is the heart of it. And as you guys get closer and closer, your force field does get smaller and smaller.
Uh-oh. Mm. I have a question. Remember how Jack's hand started to rust? What's it like now that it's not?
He has
metal?
A scar.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
But that's it. There's no corruption. You just have a scar.
Cool. All right, guys. I think this is the place.
When you say you get smaller and smaller, how smaller?
Sorry, when I mean smaller, I actually mean like weaker. So like you can sense that something might be able to break it.
So like the little tips are like creeping in?
Yeah.
That's a way worse mental image. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. It's like a tower, right? Should we go in? I'm kind of nervous. Our
I'm a little concerned that it won't hold.
Is there a door?
Is it a building?
You said go in. I'm like, what do you mean go in?
I mean, it was like a tower of like vines, right?
Yeah.
Like is it obviously like is it a building? Do we know that it's a building?
Okay, you can tell it used to be a building, but there's so many vines.
Gotcha.
There's so many vines that does not look like a building.
Okay, gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Like, okay.
Can Gavin like hold up his? I think I'm still holding one. Right? Is it me or?
We combine them together.
On the.
But if you want one, I can give you back one, and I'll just like get on Brock's shoulders.
No, I can. Gavin reach over and like. Chicken grab rice. The rock that's like right, like just reach over and touch him and kind of like see if he can like channel it at the tower, see if it'll do anything.
So like shine a light at the tower.
So kind of do what Ari was doing.
Yeah, because I saw him do that and I'm like, well, he's clearly using the rock, right? Let's see if we can.
If we can also use the power. That's actually smart.
Use the rock.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Brock.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm okay doing that, but if you're going to do that, the force fields are going to get really small.
Oh.
Will not be able to fit all four of you. So this is the mechanic that I set up for this kind of encounter. If you, by any chance, get touched by the vine, it's not like you touch, you die. You will have a few rounds before you get fully corrupt. And by, I don't know, coming up with fun strategies, you can tell me what you guys do to not get corrupted by the vines.
I'm going to start chugging Gavin's potions. That's what my is.
Sound is a strategy.
I might get to use a fun new thing I got after leveling up, so we'll see.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So you can do that, Gavin. I'm going to figure out what I want to roll for that. Either, I think, a nature or... I'm still figuring out what I want you to roll for that. But if you want to do that, two of you might most likely have to step out of the force field.
Oh.
I think maybe we stick together.
I mean, yeah.
And we just go to the front door. Should we knock on the door and see if anyone's home?
Is there a door? Can we perceive where and if there's a door?
Roll a perception check to see if you guys see a door.
It's a question. When it comes to mechanics of the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Technically, we don't know that yet.
Huh?
Technically, we don't know that.
You don't.
So we can't make a decision based off of knowing that the shield is going to shrink and let two of us out of it.
Yep.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's your call.
Yeah, that's what we call is keeping the staying in game, right?
Yeah. Not metagaming.
Yeah.
There is a door. You see a door. It's corrupted by vines, but you do see a door.
Okay. I think we should walk towards the door. If Gavin's gonna steal one of the stones and shoot a laser, then maybe this is the time.
No, I perceive the door too. So let's. I would go to the door. I think.
Okay.
Okay, so as I get close to the door, a lot of the vines get out of the way, but the thicker ones, the bigger ones, don't. So there's two big vines blocking the door right now.
Do we have anything that can create fire?
Yep, Gavin, I produce flame.
Gavin creates fire.
There we go.
And I throw the fire at the... I throw it at the
door. Wait. Is this like fireball? It's not fireball.
Flickering flame appears in your hand. The flame bolt. Remains there for the duration.
It's firebolt. So,
no, it's just called this is
in proximity, flame. Are okay. We going to get damaged by him doing
this? No, this is just
okay.
It's like a little flame that I throw.
Okay.
So, you know the in Dark Souls, the pyromancy fireball.
It might even be smaller than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does not like that, Gavin.
I do it again because it's a cantrip and I could do this all day.
Okay.
I'm two-handing it, like juggling fireballs, throwing.
You eventually manage to scare the gross roots away and the door is open. It's free for you to open it.
Nice.
I go in very quickly because I do not like being out here.
All of you go in?
Yeah. I mean, we have to, right? Because
that's
we have to stick together.
Yep.
Okay, as you guys go in, it's even worse.
No!
Inside.
Oh, of course.
More fire.
Burn it all down!
And outside, the vines are kind of creeping in around you guys, but this time they're even like getting even closer and tighter, and they're coming around you. Gavin, you're trying to shush them away from you using your flames. But that is buying you guys some time. But however, in a few minutes, you guys will be overwhelmed by all these vines. It will surround your bubble completely. What do you guys want to do?
So we're going to be like stuck in a...
Yeah.
Now Gavin's buying you the rock.
Well, right now, I'm going to light a torch using Gavin's fireball.
You get fire.
In case.
And buy you a little more time. But that's it. It's not going to be a solution.
Should we go back outside? I mean, I'm kind of freaking out, guys.
Use the rock.
Wait. Perception check. I want to see what the surroundings are, if there's like a staircase
okay.
or something.
Okay, roll me.
Roll you?
Roll I'm going to
stand
me.
Up and roll Danny.
Drop. Do a barrel roll.
Lay down.
About a 13.
Jordan, you see a big staircase that goes all the way to the top. You see a bookshelf that is corrupt. You see tables. You see chairs. You see a lot of wood stuff.
So from what I understand... all of the roots are going towards all of this building, right?
Yeah.
And so whatever is spawning these roots are on top of the building because it's cascading down the walls.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, if we're going to get to whatever is creating this, we need to go up.
But as of right now, you're stuck on a spot, right? So you need to figure out how you guys can move because the vines...
Oh, so we're already stuck. It's not that we have a
it's
couple
minutes.
It's
getting there. Gavin and both Jack are buying you guys time, but if you guys don't do something or try... You guys can try to run it, but you guys need to figure out what you guys want to do or else you guys will be stuck with the vines.
All right, guys. Risk it for the biscuit. Let's go upstairs.
For the biscuit.
So we're going to run upstairs.
You guys doing that?
Are you down, Jack?
So... Does y'all anyone, have the stones. I can't say no.
Does anyone else want to do a perception check to see if maybe there's like a rope or like an elevator or like a teleporter or what? I don't know.
Oh,
what's
there's an elevator right there.
Honestly, I feel like I mean, Toby's freaking out, so, 10, so probably isn't perceiving a lot.
I'm going to do this like they do in, what's that game? Plague's Tale. And I'm just going to like throw fire at the wood and we're going to run past it.
Okay, so... Yeah, so as you throw fire at the wood table and the bookcase and all the chairs, it catches fire, and all the vines do not like that. They are very annoyed and does open a slight path for you guys to go up.
It's like the rats.
You guys go up? What do you guys do?
I say we run upstairs.
Yeah.
Run.
We're going. There's a path.
Okay, so as you guys run upstairs, you open and go to all the way to the roof. And as you open the door, you see this lady... And she has this very dark book. She's chanting a mysterious language in the background. And as she hears you guys open the door, she stops. And as she just turns around, you see that her left eye is absolutely corrupt. And there's corruption all over her body. And if you guys remember, that was the exact same symbol that Liam had with his god.
Listen, Toby is not very good in stressful situations, so he immediately throws one of his darts at her.
I was literally going to say throw something.
I want to throw a fire at the book. Let's all start throwing crap.
Okay, I guess.
Can you imagine chanting a spell on top of a building?
I think we should get
suddenly a door flies open, and then there's just like, rock, dart!
Oh, she saw you coming, so if you want to do something, we can roll initiative.
Let's do that.
Okay. We're going to fight. Let's tussle.
Okay. All right. That's roll initiative. Okay, so everybody got... So we have, just for listeners, we got Jack with a 21. We got Brock with a 17. We got Gavin with a 10. And Toby with an 8. And the Dark Lady with a 17. All right, so let's start off with Jack. What do you do? She's standing about 60 feet from you.
I loose an arrow.
Roll an attack.
That is a... 26.
That does hit.
Yeah, I hope a 26 hits. And starting strong, that is 11 damage.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good damage.
That is the max I could have rolled.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay. She is going to ask two of her vines to hug you, Josh.
Oh, boy.
And she's going
to... See, she's friendly.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
She rolled 14. Does that hit?
Nope.
Okay, so you... How do you dodge it? How you very cool dodge?
I imagine... So, I guess to loose an arrow, I had to drop my torch. So I imagine I drop my torch, she sends the vine up, the light from the torch makes the vine veer off as I ready my bow and take the shot.
Ooh, that was very cool. That was very clever, but... I'm going to get you. I'm going to kill every single one of you and use your bodies to sacrifice to my god.
What if instead of that, we don't do that?
Or...
Why?
I mean, why do it? I don't understand. You start. You tell me.
You're the one that's supposed to be monologuing right now.
The normal thing is to not kill people, okay?
Listen, this world is evil. My new god, he showed me the way. He made me his vessel.
She's crazy.
And I am, with his help, going to use this world, use this realm to feed him, to give him power again. And we will rule all the 9 rounds once again. Now, I can use your bodies, your energy, your souls to give him power. So please, offer yourselves to the Almighty.
As she finishes talking... She looks down and sees in my hand, I've turned on the Rocky Talkie. So now Liam has heard all of this.
Yes.
Liam goes,
whoa, Give me a second. I need to check my books real quick.
Liam, I don't have a lot of time.
Okay, next in the turn order, let's do... it's Brock.
Okay, so you said we're about 60 feet away?
Yeah, Brock, she's 60 feet from you.
Okay, I guess I mean, I really don't have any ranged attack, so I just have to sprint to... Oh, I can't sprint because we have the rocks.
Yep, because we are...
What's the radius of the aura?
You could grab one of the rocks.
Is it like 30 feet?
It's not 30 feet, it's 10 feet. But you can grab one of the rocks and just charge at her.
Grab one of the rocks?
Yeah.
Wait, which brings the radius down to
5 feet.
So we are in close.
I mean, you could grab me and we could split up.
Grab
Throw
him
me.
I don't know. What do you
I'm
want
okay
to do?
If you both want to do a dash action together. I'm okay doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. I down. Shove one of the rocks in Jack's hands or something, and I rush forward with you.
Yeah. Seeing as though they're the ranged guys.
You yeah. It feels
okay.
Feels
so
right.
Now, okay. So Nate, that will be your turn too.
To dash to forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So with that said...
Wait, can't I do a dash as a bonus action with my key?
Okay.
You might have Step of the Wind.
Step already? Of the Wind, I have it.
But you have to be like where I am.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But it'll be my bonus action to dash.
Okay.
Which means he has an action.
Let's wait for that. So let's go with Gavin next. Gavin, what do you want
to
do?
Okay. Gavin is in his frustration and fear going to like panically throw his arms out, and he's just going to hurl an ice knife.
Ooh.
60 feet, yeah.
Okay, roll me in attack.
This sucks, I'm going to be so mad. I got a 9.
She catches with her tentacles, like a weird, like, roots tentacles thing.
Wait, 9 plus...
No, 9.
It was 4.
It was 4 plus 5. Plus 5.
Okay. All right, physical dice, no good.
Just so you know... Hit or miss, the shard then explodes.
Okay.
So because she caught it.
So she caught it, does explode.
It blows up, and the target must make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, that's fair. Let me...
It's like Hawkeye.
So 13 is the throw save.
6. She fails.
And she takes 2d6 cold damage, which ends up being 10.
Dang, that's a good roll.
That's a good damage.
She takes 10 cold damage. Blow up knife.
She's not happy.
I'm glad you make her catch it.
Man. No, John, I should have handed you this die.
I'll never do something cool ever again. No, I'm kidding.
Is that okay. Your die that only has 20s?
Yes.
Okay, so now we are at Toby. Toby, do you use your bonus action to dash with Brock?
Yeah, I used my bonus action to dash with Brock, and I pull out my katana, and I'm like, I still don't know the name, so I'm just going to try some out and see how they work. And so I go, Jackson! And then I...
That name is taken.
And then I go, and I slash at the lady
that's
with
like naming
my new
katana. That's like naming your dog after someone that you know really close, right?
My next dog is going to be named Nate.
Yeah.
I'll be honored.
Yeah.
Roman, attack Nate.
Does an 18 again? Hit?
18 does hit.
All right. And then she takes... takes 8 damage.
8 damage?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so now we're back to the top of the order. Now we got Jack again.
I'm going to loose another arrow.
Okay, Romy, an attack.
That is a 10.
That misses. She also catches it. Well, I'm assuming you can't do anything.
Nope, I do not.
Okay.
How far can
action.
We run in a turn? Is it 20 feet?
30 feet.
Okay, so the next turn I'm able to...
No, you're right. You dash, so you next your...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're both right there.
Yeah. Dash means... Okay. Dash, you double your movement speed.
And lose your action.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because you're right next to her, she's going to bite you. I'm assuming 23 hits.
Yeah.
Just barely.
And you take 16 damage.
Ooh! Ouch!
And then she's going to do a claw attack on Toby. 10 misses, and then she's going to roll another one because she has another one. And 18 misses. Or hits.
That hits.
Okay, and then you take 17 damage.
Ah, that's not great. That's a big chunk.
Okay, that's all she's going to do for her turn. Next, we got Brock.
She's going to her pants. When I hit her. Watch this. Oh, baby. 8.
shouldn't use my dice, apparently.
Did you have inspiration?
Do.
Use your inspiration. Roll again.
Roll again.
20.
Is that nat 20?
Nat 20. Yep.
No way.
Yeah!
Crit. Oh, you just wait.
Crit?
You just wait. Okay, so...
This is
going to
take a while.
Oh my gosh, it's going to do the freaking definition.
Jordan. Tell me how much dice you roll.
2d6.
Plus Divine Smite.
We have to hit. Oh yeah, it hits too. Yeah, we're going to do Divine Smite too.
It's a nat 20. Yes, it hits.
Oh, I rolled it.
It has no choice but to hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much Divine Smite are you spending?
So 2d8.
Okay, Divine Smite crits you.
Yes.
Okay, so it's 4d8.
And... 1d8. And
wait.
Yeah, right here, see?
Oh, if it's undead.
Or a fiend. Now, I looked this up. I did some Googling.
Does your creature count as a fiend, Danny?
It's a fae.
They are an embodiment of corruption and sin and serve a dark and violent god.
So it should be a fiend, but it's not.
I feel like you misclassified your creature.
Almost perfect, Danny.
Yeah, I did describe a corruption.
Yeah, that's 37 damage.
Wait.
Oh, he's going to do more.
We have one more D8. That's,
plus another D8 for against a
39 damage.
Fiend. Now, did she
his smug face was over.
She did.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
She's not very happy. That hurt a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too happy if I...
That took almost half of her health.
Nice, man. Now you got a big target on your head.
So how much was it in total?
39. For level 3, that's crazy.
Paladin.
I shouldn't have been a fiend.
Okay. I love that he looked it up.
Okay. Yogi Bear. Okay, Gavin.
Yeah.
It's your turn now.
That's exactly what's about to happen. So I'm going to, Gavin, look over to say, do you want to stay back here or do you want to go do something?
Whatever you're doing, man.
You come with me?
I can't not come with
you. Well, you got the rock. They gave you the rock.
Yeah, I give it to you.
Well, then either you die or I die with the rock.
Danny said we could have a few seconds.
Yeah, you have a few seconds.
I'm moving with Gavin.
All right, cool. Gavin wild shapes into a bear.
Ooh. This reminds me of that one movie where it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson and what's-his-face. He's like, are you in?
Yeah.
He's
like, oh, and Kevin Hart?
He's like, no, I'm not in. Well, like, too bad. You're already in.
As I'm wild shaping, I like go between, like I like crawl under his legs and then wild shape so he's on my back when I turn into the bear.
I was actually thinking.
Is that like a Megazord?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then I just start like bear galloping.
Okay.
Over there. Let's see. Which I have 40 feet. So we kind of just like go over and get there.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And I bear roar as I go over.
Bad A though.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to do something? Do you want to terrify her? Do you want to?
Yeah, bear roar. Intimidator.
To
distract her from the other ones.
Do I have to roll something?
Like, let's see. Yeah, if you want me to, I'll roll it.
I'm going to make her roll Constitution. She got crit 1, dude.
So it doesn't matter what my intimidation is.
She's spooked.
Oh, we can see.
Terrified.
Unless you roll a nat 1 as well.
Nope, I did. I rolled a 15.
Okay,
I'm a scurry bur.
She is terrified of you.
Scurry bur.
She's terrified of your bear form.
About to get a picnic basket.
Because her point of view, she just got divine smited, and then a bear just came charging her
with a guy on his back.
Yeah, on a very good day.
A guy with an arrow.
Oh my gosh! If Jack gets his turn next, he should shoot an arrow while he's on my back.
Toby, your turn.
Toby now is closer and he's like, oh, okay, maybe Jackson wasn't the right word. pointy Brock! And he slashes again. Does a 17 hit?
17 hits.
Okay.
I think its name might be Pointy Brock.
I had a joke, but I'm going to hold it back.
Okay, that's 8 damage, plus he's going to do his unarmed strike.
Is his bonus action?
He gets 2 of those.
Oh.
So 18 and 19. I bet those both hit.
They do hit from damage.
6 and 6, 12 plus 8. That's 20 damage.
20 damage? How you want
to
do this?
Oh!
Oh, we didn't even get to do the arrow from the bear's back. That's fine. Keep going. Yeah. How do you want to do this?
After she's dead. We'll just shoot her dead body. I say, Pointy Brock! And I start with my my
oh, that
sword.
Is definitely the sword's name now.
Going down, and I start slashing up into her, like diagonally, but I get caught halfway, and the sword gets stuck. And so I just like let go of the sword, and I just go, bam, and I punch her on the face once, and I punch her again, and I feel like the second punch is so hard, like the corruption that's on her face around her eye just like dislodges a little bit, and she like falls off the tower. And then dies on the ground. I have to go pick up my sword later.
ended in a bad place.
Pointy Brock. No.
Pointy nice. Brock, no.
I can't wait for the scene where I wield Pointy Brock.
Nope.
After you guys manage to defeat the hag, the book opens. And the page of the book starts going wild as words start glowing in the air. And it looks like the book starts to almost like to cast a spell on its own. It almost like the book has a will. The book is alive.
I stab the book.
This is why I never read.
Your sword gets destroyed.
What?
By all the bites. Bites come out of it and break your sword.
You know, I was going to say...
No! You're never allowed to touch Pointy Brock!
So that's two weapons Brock has broken now?
Yeah, like... And both of them kind of didn't belong to him, to be fair. Like, this is like a loner from Liam.
Spear, sword. I'm gonna find him something.
I'm going to melt my gold into a golden greatsword.
After that happens, all the corruption, all the good, all the disgusting thing that was surrounding the whole realm starts coming together in one giant ball in right above you guys. And that disgusting ball of corruption, disgustingness, it fights down the tower.
Like and towards us?
No.
Wait, so it's not like it falls, it like flew away.
Yeah, it flew, well, ooh. It flew down, it directly down in you.
Inside the tower or?
Outside the tower. Okay. And as you guys kind of look to see what happened to it, you see a corruption version of the hag comes back flying.
Phase 2. No.
Her entire body is surrounded by disgustingness. In her right hand, you see that she grabs Pointy Brock. She removes it, and Pointy Brock kind of glues and transforms in a part of her right arm.
Pointy Brock, no! No!
And she's going to roll an attack on Toby.
Now it's anti-Brock.
She rolled a 19.
That hits.
And she stabs you right in the shoulder.
Wait, am I next to Toby?
Yeah, we were next to each other.
Can I use my ring on him?
No.
So I can't like put my arm out and be like, no!
No.
Okay.
This is a surprise.
But you do have a broken sword, so.
Oh, shoot.
You can reach out with your broken sword to try.
It stabs you, Toby, and you take 12 damage.
That's not good because I only had 7 hit points.
Gee,
left.
That was like auto hit.
She didn't even have to roll an attack.
No, she rolled.
She did?
Yeah, 19.
Holy jeez. 19, I did not. Actually, wait. Gosh, can I...
I need to stop reading my creatures list. Actually, pay attention to what the DM is saying.
I need to get off Twitter.
I need to get out of here. I can turn into so many animals.
Anyway, you're a bear right now.
I am a bear, and I'm probably going to stay a bear for the rest of the campaign.
Smart choice. Smart choice.
Wait, does that mean that you only speak bear?
He speaks bear, but he can understand anything else we say.
He's speaking bear, but you can just feel the wisdom from Sanjay still through this voice.
Can I spend one key point to take the dodge action as a bonus action on this turn?
So she has to roll again.
What does the dodge action do?
I'm going to push this button. What does it do?
Dodge.
If you're looking up, is this a Hail Mary? I'm going to say no. The fact that you are looking.
No, you know, when you take the dodge action, you focus entirely on avoiding attacks until the start of your next turn. Any attack roll made against you has disadvantage.
Ooh.
But did you do that on your last turn?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You can edit it in, Dungeon Master.
Oh, no. here's the thing. When I hit her, I used my bonus action. So if this is like still the same fight, then I can't.
Yeah, it is the same fight.
Oh, wait. This isn't a bonus action. This is a reaction.
The dodge is a reaction?
Oh, no. It is a bonus action. Never mind. Yeah, I got stabbed. I'm down. All right. I tried.
Toby, as you go down, the wound on your shoulder hurts. a lot.
I got stabbed. I bet it does.
Well, the wound becomes blackened. And the veins around it become just really dark, and you are now unconscious on the ground. Okay.
Remember me.
I'm going to force feed you.
Remember me. Wait, how much damage did you take?
12.
How much life do you have?
I was at 7. 12. Because she hit me hard before.
Okay, let's go now to, I believe that it is going to be Jack's turn.
You're riding a bear.
Yeah, you need to top of the bear.
Oh, yeah.
Are they still in the lunge? Like, are they still lunging forward, or have they stopped to watch the ball go down, then come back up, and then turn it into this thing?
Yeah,
I imagine we stopped to watch the ball drop, and then continued lunging when things, gotcha. Like...
The three of you can roll me an insight check to get insight on this phase two.
Okay. Give me a minute to find a button.
That is a 3.
You don't see anything, Jack?
I got a 12.
Okay, that's who Gavin gets.
I feel like a bear doesn't have very high insight.
Oh, do I have to
He's
do bear stats?
He's a druid bear, Josh.
Do I have to do the bear stats? Oh, let's see.
I think with wild shape, you keep your mental stats. It's just your strength, dex, and
Thank
con.
Thank you.
Changes.
So my wisdom should be fine.
Was his wisdom high before?
Well, it didn't help him this time, now did it?
With a 12, I would say 12 is a good enough then.
Nice.
You see, well, I won't give a ton of information, but I'll give you this. You see there her skin starts to kind of fall apart as she's holding this form.
Oh. Maybe we just have to outlast her.
Anyways, Jack, your turn. What do you want to do?
I'm taking a longbow shot. I don't want to get close to that.
How close are we to?
Yeah, you roll with disadvantage because you're right next to it.
Oh. But in that case, I would love to use my scimitar.
All right.
Air riding strike.
That is a 16.
That hits.
Thank goodness. That is 4 damage.
Okay. It hurts her. What do you want to do? Toby's still on her sword, by the way. I forgot to add the detail. You're like, she's still holding you to the grass with the sword.
Oh, so I'm like,
you're still impaled?
Yeah, you're still impaled. You're unconscious, but you're impaled.
Like, there goes my, like, suck the venom out theory.
I mean, you can still try.
It corrupts you, too.
Get it off.
Your whole mouth.
I have a better plan.
Rock, quick, seduce the hag.
How's your charisma looking there?
Really bad for a paladin.
We've been over this.
All right. Are you doing anything else, Jack?
Nope. That is my turn.
All right. It's going to be Brock's turn.
Oh, is it not Jack's? Oh, Jack already won.
Gavin
is after you.
Okay. Well, I have a broken sword. I'm going to throw it at it.
Okay. It doesn't do a lot. Because it's a broken sword, she catches her tentacle. And how are you feeling, Brock, after seeing that you've broken out the weapon, Toby's down, there's not a lot you can do? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel defeated. I always feel like I have highs where, like, when we were in the forest and I jumped off and I'm like, I'm going to come from above. And then I just fall on my face.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of feeling where I'm like, I'm bad A. And then, you know, I'm not. Super quick.
And as you're feeling that way, a memory unlocks for you. And it's very weird. It's very vague. But all you see is a tiefling woman in front of you. And she has the ring. And she used the ring to summon multiple different crystallized weapons. A spear, a sword, a shield. And that memory fades away. And now you have the ability to summon any crystallized weapon from your ring.
Okay. So, flashback. And then I'm like, and then I reach my hand out and I get a great sword.
And then I get it. I get the great sword.
I was thought he's gonna do like a cool description of my thing.
Light flies through my hand.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like that bit on Family Feud.
I reach my hand.
I reach out my
very anticlimactic.
It is a great sword there.
Do you guys ever see that bit on Family Feud where they're asking like things you might find in a kitchen, and the guy like goes, a cookie. That was that energy right there.
For me, it's just so funny because in my mind, I always picture like when I was writing it.
One of these great moments.
Well, it was like, yeah, and it was also like, oh, the crystal comes from the ring, but I want you to create it. But technically, that's what happens. You just think and just pops and just, up.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just like.
And he reaches his hand out.
Yeah, that's
that.
That's so much better. Oh my gosh.
It has a little animation like lines.
like a PowerPoint slide.
Yeah.
I gotta animate that.
All right, Jordan, you get a great sword. What do you want to do with it?
Is it the same damage as it was
before? Yes, it's the same one. Okay. It's just unbreakable this time.
That's good because he's really good at breaking them.
No, it's completely breakable. You can just reform it at will.
I'm gonna look so much into this ring, so like, I wonder if I could turn into like a medieval version of like Green Lantern. That'd be pretty dope.
Turning, like making anything you can mind.
Yes.
That would be cool.
It would be more powerful than Green Lantern because it's crystal. Crystallized things.
That's true. Oh, the DM is even adding an arm in there.
No.
That's a
no,
good sign, right?
All right, before we know it, he's summoning crystal catapults. Crystal hammers to drop on enemies.
I have a crystal
arm. We are actually in modern day. Like, we're from modern day.
He just
don't
a,
remember.
A tank. He creates a gun.
An Apache helicopter.
Wait, okay. Yeah, he could. Yeah, we're from. We remember the real world.
Apache right. Helicopters still need yeah. Fuel.
All right.
Electricity.
Not crystal ones.
The crystal is the fuel.
Yeah.
All right.
Crystals okay, have so energy. I come do on, you know the same thing that I did last time because she's still corrupted and I still have two spell slots.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to roll 14.
And misses.
Oh! Okay.
Did I give you guys the roll on this that you guys get one?
Reroll?
Yeah, inspiration per round.
What? You mentioned that once upon a time.
It's okay, yeah, so this is a rule on this campaign. Every session, you get one of those.
One inspiration?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every session?
Yes.
Every time we record? That's awesome.
Mm.
Nice. All right, continue.
Yeah, every episode. Sorry, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Who votes I use it?
Toby's impaled on this thing.
I'm just dying,
to
bleeding.
Kill her? Yeah,
fine. I will do it again.
If you wait long enough, I might.
The episode's almost over. You might as well.
23!
That hits.
That was a good use.
Okay, now let's go to the fun part.
Figure out how to roll damage.
31 damage.
Thank you.
I aim for the arm that is impaling my friend onto the ground.
Cut it off.
While also slashing through the neck. So it's like a long motion. Like her hand's like this and it goes like that.
Well, she's not dead, so I'll give you the arm. How about that?
Jordan's played way too much Dead Space.
Go for the limbs.
I reach out. Brock, you slash this thing's arm off, and because it's so corrupted and super easy to break, but you do a ton amount of damage and this thing's hurting, and Toby falls onto your arms with the sword impaled on his shoulder still.
He fell.
He whispers to you and says, Pointy Brock betrayed me.
It's anti-Brock now, don't blame Pointy Brock, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Alright, it is going to be Gavin's turn now.
Gavin's a bear.
What's sure a bear?
Was that a bear? What was that?
A bear.
Did you ever see a bear before? He's laughing.
Sorry. Like, maybe like Banjo-Kazooie bear. Like, it's, what was that?
Hello, kid. Oh.
So I was like... All right. Bear Gavin.
I hate all of that. Okay, so... Bear Gavin's going to do a multi-attack. He's going to bite, and he's going to use his claws. And I'm going to do some math real quick.
Nice. Hey, Danny, does a 23 hit?
It does hit.
Okay. Hey, Danny, does a 25 hit?
25 does hit.
Thank you. Okay, cool. Now I have to roll damage.
Okay, so that is a total of 22 damage.
22 damage?
Yeah. From the bear.
How you want to do this?
I'm going to do the part he missed. I'm going to claw her in the neck and then bite her head off and spit it out into the side.
I imagine this scene like...
Because he's a bear. He's feral.
One of those movie moments where you see the shadow. The lady like going back and... Ah! And then the shadow of the bear comes and bites its neck and just rips it apart.
Oh, and you only see the shadow.
It's very like Thor on the first... like no, Hulk on the first like Avengers.
Yeah.
Grabs Loki and just like smacks her around.
The whole time
now that's a bear.
Thank you.
You do that. You absolutely destroy this hag, and the taste of the corruption tastes disgusting, but good thing you spit it out.
I do.
The moment you spit it out, the corruption does seem to actually like just disappear altogether. It kind of just melts away, and the book falls on the ground. And you do hear Liam says, you guys need to make sure you grab the book and do not let the book out of your sight. We need to study and see what's going on. However, after all this is going on, you do see Toby on the ground, shaking. He's sweating, he's trembling, and as the corruption gets bigger and bigger around his chest.
Is the sword still in there?
Yeah, it is.
Will someone pull this out, please?
Nah, it's staying in there. If we pull it out, you'll just...
Well, now, more. Now the...
I have a healing hands.
Yeah. I was like, where's the paladin?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a fighter. I got nothing for healing.
Brock, as you get there, the corrupt now, because everything that the hag was in the corruption is just gone at this point. The only thing that's left is Pointy Brock. But Pointy Brock has changed. Now it is a blackened blade.
That's kind of dope. I kind of want it back now.
You have it right now.
I mean, it's backwards.
You have the pointy bit not inside the wrong direction.
He's laying on the ground with the sword on and I mean, Jack does have a good point that if you do remove it, it will bleed out. So I guess that's a good thing.
Okay, so what I'm going to do.
Of all of
hold on, brother. Put my foot on his chest. Put my hand on it.
Wait.
And then I put my foot on his chest and I put my hand on it and I pull. And then I put my hand out and he's healed.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Quick shout out to some of you incredible listeners. Thank you to Rudy M, Athos P, Josh A, and Kelsey P. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again, guys.
Slashing damage. 10?
Yep.
So 10. Wait for it.
When you're done, can you just say like the door, like I do bleep damage?
Whenever you freaking do your math.
16. So that's 26.
Man, I should have brought a calculator.
I should have brought the Jeopardy theme song.
Do.
That's
do,
29.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
It's actually making him harder to do the math.
That is 31 damage, my friend.
Wait, can you say that one more time?
31.